think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. And also text the show at 713-780-3776. Jon, a couple of people asking for details on your podcast. Can you pass that along to the people?
Yes, you can find us on iTunes, search ComicCast, or you can go to podcastarena.com/ComicCast.
Okay.
How come you never promote my ComicCast?
Because you don't have one.
Oh. He would promote. If you had your own podcast he promotes your articles.
I do. I mentioned you have an article up on college basketball. I mentioned you had an MMA. Well, you did the MMA one on Friday night, so I didn't get a chance to promote that one. But I promote that you're on there.
Okay.
I promote you guys.
Okay. Hey, how much did you see about that kid that got bullied?
A lot.
Did you see everything that's come out about him now?
Yeah.
Like his mom's like a Confederate flag waving pure racist.
Yeah.
And they made like 50 something grand.
Well,
I need to get bullied if you can get 50 grand for that.
I don't want to start dogging on the kid because who knows, maybe his parents are bullying him too.
Well, reports are, and again, who knows how much of this is true because it's all going to be he said, she said. But they're saying now that the reason the kid got bullied at school is because he was using the N-word. And, you know, sometimes black kids don't like that. And it doesn't always, like maybe he was being a bully and it got kind of turned on him because he tried to bully the wrong kids.
Yeah, I that part I don't know about.
I don't
know. Because that, you know, just from reading what the principal of the school said and everything else, I don't know if that's true or not, but I wasn't there, so I can't tell you. But I do think it's, and actually, since we're promoting stuff, Disco Biscuit wrote about this on sports and stuff today, and it's worth checking out. The reality is, number one, what's mom doing shooting Facebook while she's taking him home from school? She made that point.
Number one red flag to me.
Yeah. Number two, GoFundMe.
That's it. That's when I was like, oh, hell no.
Did somebody die here? What are you GoFunding him for?
So he can have a great Christmas. They need 25 grand, and they got 50-something grand.
Yeah.
Because the poor bullied kid needs to have a great Christmas.
I honestly pretty much think all the GoFundMe stuff should go away at this point because I'm not sure what we can trust.
Unless it's for Juggalo Trey's tattoo.
You
know where that money went, right?
Yeah, I know where that money went. But I think there's so many people that – but the fact that somebody even put money to what? Oh, here, congratulations. And here's part of the problem, and this gets to a bigger issue with social media. The instant reaction thing that we do, and all these people coming out and supporting him, and now what are you supposed to do? And I think a lot of people say, whoops.
Oh, yeah.
But then there's also people saying, well, you know, and we don't know. And the kid may have been bullied. I don't know. It seemed heartfelt. But maybe he's an actor, too.
Yeah.
But I don't react to stuff like that until you get the whole story. And that's... It's also one of those things that while you're doing a radio show, we're having to react to stuff right away. You can be wrong. You can be wrong. You can be stupid sometimes. And that's never fun because, you know, that's why you try to analyze everything and then make the best possible. And sometimes you're wrong. We're wrong about Jared Goff. Guy can play. I was wrong. Didn't think he was a good pick coming out of college, especially where he went. And didn't like the offense he was coming out of. Guess what? Guy's turned into a much better player than I expected.
I was wrong on him.
So put an L in the column there. I said Josh Reddick was a bad signing because they should have used that money on a pitcher. Guess what? He was a glue for that team all year long. That's an L. I didn't like Alex Bregman's game for most of the season. Have to tell you. People comparing him to Correa, I thought, oh, that's ridiculous. You know what? Guy got better on defense at third as the season went on. He turned into a and he was playing a new position. Should have given him credit for that.
Yeah.
Got rid of some of the holes in his swing. Turned into a really good player. I think his potential is very good. I still don't think he'll ever be Carlos Correa, but I think he has the potential to be a very good player. So I'll take an L on that one. Let's see, what else was I wrong
That's
about?
That's it.
I'm trying to I'm never afraid to admit when I'm wrong about something. But then people are like, oh, well, you flip-flop. Well, things change. Data changes. Wasn't wrong about Tom Savage. Can I get a W for that?
Yeah, it's a W for you.
I said Deshaun Watson was going to be terrific. He was for a short time until he died.
Yeah.
So I get a W for that?
No, that's an incomplete.
No, I get a W for that.
That's an incomplete.
Fine. Oh, well. But did you see, and this is interesting to me, and I can't pronounce this guy's name, and I'm not even going to try. Chamath Palihapitiya. Well, I had to try because...
That was a good try.
But he was a former Facebook vice president. Said he feels tremendous guilt about the company he helped make. So I think we've created tools that are ripping... You got it? Well, let's hear him because I'm sure he sounds better than me.
It literally is a point now where I think we have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. That is truly where we are. And I would encourage all of you, as the future leaders of the world, to really internalize how important this is. If you feed the beast, that beast will destroy you. If you push back on it, we have a chance to control it and rein it in. And it is a point in time where people need to hard break from some of these tools and the things that you rely on. The short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth. And it's not an American problem. This is not about Russian ads. This is a global problem. So we are in a really bad state of affairs right now, in my opinion. It is eroding the core foundations of how people behave by and between each other. And I don't have a good solution. You know, my solution is I just don't use these tools anymore. I haven't for years. It's created huge tension with my friends, huge tensions in my social circles. If you look at, like, you know, my Facebook feed, I've posted maybe 2 times in 7 years, 3 times, 5 times. It's less than 10.
All right, I think we got his point.
Yeah, we get it. How great would it be if just you woke up tomorrow and Facebook was gone?
Honestly, I hardly ever look at Facebook anymore. I got on there today for the first time in about a week, and I had a bunch of messages, which I don't... If you're sending me Facebook messages, I'm not seeing them.
If you woke up and Facebook was gone, Twitter was gone, Instagram, all that stuff, I mean, would you freak out, or would you be relieved?
I'd be relieved.
I think I would be relieved.
The world would be a better place without this stuff now.
Yeah. Honestly, I really think that the one thing Facebook has done, and in many instances, it's a convenience. It's a good thing. Facebook connects some people that may not otherwise have been reconnected, that lost each other long ago, whatever.
Yeah,
that's nice.
And that's good. Those are family, keeping up with family. That's a positive.
The mixed bag of it is, though, while social media gives a voice to people who otherwise wouldn't have one, that, you know, the downside of that is Facebook gives a voice to people who never should have had one.
Well, Twitter too,
to begin with. Yeah, Twitter the same way.
Yeah, yeah. But believe me, there's people who tweet us. I'm like, my God, you should really tell your parents to not let you tweet. This,
like, what if to sign up for a Facebook or a Twitter account, you had to pass some sort of an IQ test and see, like, if you were a sensible, reasonable human. And then if you are, we're going to let you into this world of social media. And if not, you can just put on a tinfoil hat and go back to communicating with aliens.
Now, I think there's good stuff about Facebook, about Twitter, but I think the negatives outweigh the positives now. I really do.
I sort of lean that way.
And I think it's given a voice to a lot of people who don't need to have a voice. And really should, it's also basically, you know, you talk about cyberbullying. I think there's people who are out there just, and believe me, you see it every day, that's all they do is tear people down. And you know, go get a life. Go do something with it. Be a positive. But I wish, but you know what? I understand him feeling a little guilty because it's not what you intended. I've talked about this before. I think myself and a lot of other people in sports media have ruined media in this country by some of the things we started doing. And then, you know, and because we were always basically the group that experimented, and they took what we did and started doing it for politics. And now it's evolved into where you can't trust anybody. And I think we had a lot to do with that. And I wish if I had it to do over again, I still think this would have happened because social media has taken it this way. But the reality is, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things I wish I'd done differently back then. And I wish I'd stood up and said, no, we don't need to be, you know, we shouldn't have our beat writers write columns on the teams. Sounds simple at the time, but the reality is it blurs the line.
Yeah.
When is this a story? When is this reporting? When is this a guy's opinion? And now, because you could blur that line, nobody knows what news is or what reporting is, or ESPN has learned from reading somebody else's tweet. It's just nuts, and it's turned into a thing that frankly I think is eroding the country. But nobody listens to me on that, so nothing I can do. So
all right, how are we going to clean this up, Fred?
Dirt free.
That's right.
You know damn well
dirt free carpet free can clean up. They're anything. The only ones who can clean up this mess that we've made with social media. Guys, get your carpets, your floors cleaned, and help disadvantaged children in the process. Get a toy this Christmas. Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning is partnered with Toys for Tots, and they're going to clean a free room of carpet with any purchase. And all you got to do is donate an unwrapped toy when you call 281-DIRT-FREE. Whenever they come out to clean your carpet, your upholstery, your tiles, they'll clean a free room of carpet, and they'll throw in a free speed dry when you donate an unwrapped toy. That's $159 worth of free services that you're getting there. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. The other guys, they're leaving behind all those unhealthy chemicals, the dirt, the allergens, too much water, not happening with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning upholstery, floors, air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and make sure you donate that toy to Toys for Tots to help out a disadvantaged kid and get $159 worth of free services. It's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Guys, I have to tell you, you got a personal injury issue? If you were a loved one, it's been a workplace accident, car or truck accident, slip and fall accident, 18-wheeler accident, overtime claim. It's better dial Dave. Let me tell you, my man Dave will fight for you. And you might not even know if you need a lawyer, but if you have an accident and you're having problems with the insurance company, or maybe if you're hurt and you're thinking, hey, man, I can't afford a doctor, well, they'll get a doctor for you. They'll take care of you. All you got to do is give them a call and ask them, say, hey, listen, this is what happened. Can you help me? And they'll say, hey, yes, this is what we do. Or they'll say, well, no, it doesn't sound like you have a case here. Or if it's not even personal injury related, you can ask them. They'll put you with another lawyer. That's what Dave does because he loves the Blitzers. 713-626-8900 is your number. 713-626-8900. You can call them right now for free legal advice. And listen, especially if you've been in an accident, you need to focus on your medical treatment and getting healthy. You don't need to be dealing with these insurance forms and questions while they're trying to screw you. Let Dave take them on, and he will get the best for you. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Dave Mestemaker and Straub, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, and let them put your mind at rest. And guys, if you're over in the Golden Triangle, he loves the Golden Triangle Blitzers. He will take care of you as well. You can also go to lawyerdave.com. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave. Okay, we're back.
My fault.
Yeah, you know what? At least you didn't Tyler it. I mean, it wasn't good. It wasn't optimal, but that's okay. He had a few little slip-ups yesterday. But somebody says if this segment was on Facebook, I would like it. Lamont brings up a good point. He says not only social media, it's mobile cameras too. But guess what? Those mobile cameras don't have a venue if you don't have social media.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I love so many things that have changed in the world.
Unless somebody records something and they send it to the local news or whatever.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's
different.
But you know
what? Lamont says, you know, people who hate it now are essentially saying I'd rather be blind and stupid at the mercy of cable and nightly news in exchange for normalcy, which, I mean, I guess that is the alternative. I don't know, man.
No, honestly, no. I don't get – I mean, no. I disagree with that because get the AP News app on your phone and it'll give you alerts for everything you need to know, and it's legitimate news. It's not – You're not
it's
getting
not
bull
fake
stuff.
News.
No, and if they make a mistake, they correct it. They do exactly what we used to do. So you don't no that and you're basically what you're saying here is that use Twitter for your news because 140 characters or 280 now, whatever the hell it is, that tells you everything you need to know. No, people don't look at I guarantee you, less than 1% of our listeners have the AP News app on their phone and then actually go read the stories when they come across. Less than 1%.
You think so?
Yes.
That seems like a low number.
Now, I'll tell you why, because nobody has time. So it's easier to look on Twitter and say, oh, so-and-so said this, and take that as hard news.
Yeah.
Or take that as the truth without doing any research. Nobody wants to do any research. You know, and that's fine because you don't have time. You got three jobs. You got five kids. You got a mistress. You don't have time to deal with all this. So you just read what's on there. And... You know, cable and nightly news is another issue too because they do the same thing. They're not doing any research either. They're giving you sound bites. All right, and I don't want to dog too much on the local channels, but can I tell you what's going to be on any one of them tonight?
On the local news channels?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there was a
shooting outside a nightclub in Southwest Houston.
Yeah, there's a break-in.
Break-in
here. There's a car wreck.
SWAT was called here.
Yeah, and maybe there was a fire.
Yeah. Because you know why? Ratings. So.
Ferobia says social media is forcing an evolution in society. It's necessary even if it's painful. Maybe right. But it is painful. My God, is it painful.
And I think the evolution is, I don't know if evolution is the right word. It's affecting change, and I don't think it's good change. But because people aren't using it to educate themselves. They're using it to not think. And that's the issue. That's the issue to me. But that's all right. It's not all bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to point that out. Fred, your thoughts on UH's new athletic director. We had him on at 4:30. I like him a lot. I think it's a great hire. We'll see how it plays out. Somebody said you guys were wrong about DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think so because...
I don't think we were wrong about DeAndre Hopkins. When he was good,
we were praising
we said he
hell
was good.
Him.
When he was crappy last year, we said he was crappy.
This
he's
year?
He's good this year. Yeah. I'm saying he's good.
Yeah. That's not a... There wasn't any guesswork on that. That was... Man, last year he was bad.
And if you're trying to defend what he was last year, then maybe you're the fake news. Maybe you're wrong.
I do a Reuters. I guess he does Reuters. Reuters is good, too. So... Have you covered the NFL Network story? No, we haven't.
No, but dude, it's official now. Every single day, someone else is accused of assault or harassment. Every day. Every day.
Yeah.
And today, there's like eight.
Well, I was doing show prep this morning, I'm going to find this website because there's like a lot of people I'd never heard of. Okay, first you had the NFL guys, and so this the big lead does a little roundup every day, and sometimes I find a gem of the day there. But I was just scrolling through it, and here's some of the stuff in here. They got a thing about the suicide bomber, they got Bitcoin, cadet run out of West Point after accusing Army star quarterback of rape. Ryan Lizza of the New Yorker has been fired over sexual misconduct.
Yeah, a guy who was very vocal about the people who were getting busted for sexual misconduct.
Chef Mario Batali accused of sexual harassment by multiple women.
I don't know anything about it.
I don't either, but I mean, it's just so funny because...
But he basically was like, you know what? None of these women have come out and said their names, so it's all... I don't know who is accusing me of this, so I can't say for sure that's right. But he said, but everything that they said, that sounds like stuff that I've done in the past. So, yeah, my bad. Which, I mean, I guess that's a...
Sorry. Yeah.
At least he's copping to it.
My gym of the day's in there, too, so I got to stop. But it was funny because just everything I saw was, you know, somebody I'd never heard of or whatever. But this NFL Network thing, too. And so far, they're just suspended, right? But the Marshall Faulk stuff sounds like, geez, man. What the hell are these...
I mean, Marshall Faulk's the biggest name of the bunch that got thrown in here. Oh, well, Donovan McNabb's a pretty big name, too. But, they're going after him. And it's the same lady who apparently is accusing all these guys, which, you know, what am I going to do? Say that it's not true. But normally I would expect multiple women to say things about, you know, different men. But in this case, it's one woman who found a way to get sexually harassed by literally everybody who works at the NFL Network, apparently. Except you, Lance Erline. I don't think he was named.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him Monday.
Well, I think it's because he's based in Houston.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank goodness.
By the way, Roy Moore rode out in a horse.
Oh, God.
He rode away in a horse after voting in the Alabama Senate election.
They love that. I think that. I don't know. I'm done. I can't even with that. I don't know what to say to that. I mean, you're talking about a man who's riding a horse to vote for himself. I'll never understand like why people who aren't real cowboys want to dress up and pretend like they're cowboys. I get that when you're a kid, but like when you're once you're a grown man. You're either a cowboy and you can dress like a cowboy, or you're not a cowboy and it's weird for you to dress like a cowboy. Like, I'm not a doctor, so I don't show up here in scrubs with a stethoscope around my neck every day, Fred. You know why? Because I'm not a doctor.
Can't do that.
I mean, it'd be weird if you did. If that's what you choose to do, okay.
Well, a lot of guys down here like to wear cowboy hats and boots and dress sort of like a cowboy, not with, like...
Do they ride their horses in town?
During the trail ride, yeah.
Then those are probably real cowboys. If you own your own horse, you're probably a real cowboy.
What if you're renting a horse to ride in the trail?
No, that's fake cowboy news.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. I'll tell you what's not fake news. Texans Can Academies. And these guys change lives every day. They graduate thinkers, and they take in kids that have dropped out of other schools and give them a second chance. And they work with them so that they can be successful. And so many of them go on and do great things, and these are good kids. They just happen to have, honestly, they happen to get in a bad situation. They go to Texans Can Academies, and they get that opportunity that they need. And so many of them go on and graduate. And that's why more than ever, they need your donation. And by your donation, they mean a vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. You can go on in less than a minute and fill out the form. And that's, you know, it's so easy. And you can do a great thing. And so many blitzers have stepped up. And even if a car's got flood damage, they'll take it. And if you donate today, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card. Call the Texans Can Academies at 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And that music means it's time for my good friend Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle TV star. What's up, Jerome?
What's up, gentlemen? Doing sportsy today? Are y'all talking about child molesting?
We're talking about child molesting people, yeah.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of everything. So...
Yeah, I can't believe y'all anti-molesters. I don't know. Y'all are
No, it's so far to the left, it's disgusting.
Well, it's not, yeah.
Says the guy with two daughters, yeah.
I don't care if I had three alien sons.
You're still against child molestation?
Adult on child action, yeah.
Well, that's good. So, John, you're against child molestation too, right?
100%.
Okay, so that's 4 out of 4 of us so far today are against child molestation. And Jerome, I assume you wouldn't want to put a child molester into a federal government position, right?
Yes, it's called a federal pen.
Okay, that
federal
position.
Facility.
It would be doggy style in the in a federal penitentiary. Yeah,
I got a position for it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So 4 of 4 of us would not vote for Roy Moore. But we're not from Alabama.
Well, that's the thing, bro. You get the Alabama factor. We make, and it's sad that we make fun of Alabama, and Alabama lives down to it all the time.
They do. They're trying their best. So,
but they got a hell of a, college football team.
And that's what's really important.
I think they're going to win it all.
You know what's really important? College football and not letting homos get married. That's what's important.
Oh, you're smoking today, aren't you?
That's Alabama priorities right there.
That's all that matters, boy. They're going to straighten you up if you ever go to Alabama.
They will.
You know you have to drive through there to get to Florida if you're driving.
That's true.
Because, yeah. So, Jerome, how about these Rockets, man? At least they're playing well. We got that going on.
They're not just playing well. I mean, we knew they'd be fun to watch. I mean, they could have lost 5 more games and still be entertaining and fun to watch. They are playing so good that I know we're getting sucked in, but, you know, we've all changed now. We used to not get sucked in, and then the Astros sucked us in and delivered. So I'm not going to tell people not to get sucked in. Up until last week, I was still saying, well, you know, it doesn't matter till May and June. I'm not even there now. I'm like, go ahead, hop on this horse like Roy Moore, ride on in there, put your vote in on your Rockets and ride it out. Because they're good, but they seem to have that little extra thing that you need, that they blow people out and they dominate and they play like a confident basketball team, not just a good one. And you got to be confident to win anything. No, I don't think they're as good as the Golden State Warriors. I just don't care right now. And if I was a Rockets fan, I wouldn't care about if they're good or better than the Golden State Warriors. You'll find out if they're good enough when they play them down the road. But for now, enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't know why I just thought of this, but how old was that horse he was riding? Just out of curiosity.
In horse years, it was legal.
No, it was 14.
Jerome,
but that's not against the law.
No. So, hey, and I know we kind of got the Bill O'Brien thing last week, but on a different note, why is Mike Vrabel getting a pass? And this is something I don't quite get, because we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I know there have been a lot of injuries, but they've also had guys completely out of position on plays, 14 plays over 40 yards, which leads the league. Yeah. Why are we giving him a pass?
Completely out of position, and they don't look like a smart defense at all. And I know, I guess you guys were talking about it a little bit yesterday of how Clowney's numbers, how ridiculous they would be if Merciless or Watt were there and it changed things. But as ridiculous as Clowney is playing, his numbers should be even better if you're putting him in the right positions, because they're what? 5 guys on the offensive line and a tight end and a running back or whatever. Who can stop the guy from doing what he does? If you put him in the place to succeed more often, he would even have a bigger season than he's having, if you can believe it. And I don't think he's being put there. So, yeah, Vrabel is getting a pass, but the entire organization is getting a pass because Deshaun Watson looked like the greatest football player we've ever seen for 6 weeks.
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with the defense, but I believe you.
because they scored almost 40 points a game when Deshaun Watson was out there, and people ignored, you know, the defense is giving up 39. in those games, you know, and that they, or they wouldn't have gone 3-3 when Deshaun Watson was playing if the defense had played better on top of it. And it, I thought it was a mistake moving from Romeo Crennel to Vrabel in the first place, but I don't think he's done a good job. Then again, it would be unfair not to say two of his three best players are not there. And they're not just two of his three best players. They're two of the better players in the entire league. So without Watt and Merciless, it would be unfair to judge him. Now, Bill O'Brien and his offense, he's not missing. Well, I guess I could say that with Deshaun Watson and Dwayne Brown. He's probably missing two of his three best players on offense.
Well, and it's hard, when, especially that when they're down to one healthy wide receiver in a game and no tight ends because they all die.
But they're scoring the same amount of points as they played when those guys were not hurt. And Tom Savage was quarterbacking.
Yeah, well, one of the points I was making on that top 20 list I did about why Watson should be so high is because they scored more than 30 points in five of those games. They've done it once in the seven games without him. You know the most they've scored in the other six?
Yeah, I know.
16. Yeah.
Yeah, so when Savage plays, they score one touchdown. That's been the norm since he started, or none. but
not only that, on the defense, so no, they're hardly getting any sacks. They're not forcing any turnovers. They're not giving the offense any chance to do anything more than suck.
They're not giving them great field position. And this goes back to Bill O'Brien in a sense too. The special teams 4 years later are as bad as they were when we wanted to run them off 4 years ago. So he hasn't improved that. It's a Bill O'Brien thing. No, the defense not done very well. / erase that. How the heck do you have Verlander ranked so low on your 20 list?
Too short.
You did that just for debate, right?
Well, I did a lot of it for debate. I thought more people would bitch about Clowney being that high.
No, the Verlander, especially in your explanation, made it worse. I thought, because you said he's just like Chris Paul. He wasn't here long enough. Like, no. If Chris Paul showed up at midseason and led the Rockets, or was part and a key player with the Rockets winning that championship, that's different than him showing up and playing 10 games to this point.
You're talking about midseason. And he played 1 month and then the playoffs.
Okay, it wasn't midseason.
Yeah, okay. Just want to make that clear.
The dude was perfect.
No, he was
the dude
not.
Won almost every game.
Almost every game. He was 9-1. He lost one game in the playoffs. No, I mean, you can make a case for him being higher. You can make a case
for Chris Paul showed up at the start of the playoffs, didn't play the entire season, and showed up at the playoffs and was as dominant as Verlander was throughout a playoff run. They're not equal. Like I say, wherever you want to put them, you don't put them together.
Well, here's the thing. I would point out though that they don't win it without Verlander, but they also don't win it without Altuve, Springer, all the guys that were ahead of him on that list. So.
That is certainly a given. I'm talking about you having him and Chris Paul together.
They're not together. He's ahead of Chris Paul by a spot. I'm ahead of him.
Jerome, did you agree with me that Justin Verlander belongs more in the Deshaun Watson conversation than the Chris Paul conversation?
He's above Deshaun Watson. So if you got Deshaun Watson as high as he is, yes, Verlander belongs in that discussion. But he's above Deshaun Watson, too. Deshaun Watson, it was outstanding. Huge effect. We know that. But he played six games.
Which is equivalent of 60 baseball games.
In the first half of the season.
Which is equivalent of 60 baseball games for a guy who only pitches every 5 days.
Yeah. No. The what? But if those 60 games were at the last half of the season, that's a huge difference. If they were in the playoffs and the World Series, that's a huge difference than playing in September and October in a football game. If Deshaun Watson didn't get into the starting lineup until the ninth game of the season but led the Texans to the Super Bowl, he'd be number one on your list, right?
Probably, but
yeah.
A quarterback. Here's another thing. A quarterback has a lot more impact on a game than a starting pitcher. On
very
more
true.
Games. So, but hey, listen, I did that so you guys would bitch about it. Yeah, frankly,
it's fun. No, it's a fun thing. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
And of course, you just dog my dynamo, but you know that's how you do.
I put two dynamos in there.
He put two Dynamo and he didn't put Rob Gray.
And you know what? Let me just say this.
21 points a game.
Yeah.
Last season and this season for Rob Gray.
You know what? They lost in the knit in the first round last year.
That's last year. What about this year?
So far, they're off to a good start. It's too early. Ask me again in January when we do the 2018 list. I had to go to Glenn Davis for the soccer guys. And I admit, I sent him a list of, hey, which of these Dynamo guys belong in there? And neither of the guys he gave me were on my list. So that shows you what I know about soccer.
Yeah, I'm saying Mike Dynamo.
I just assumed Kubo Torres, right? Because that's the one guy I know. But then he sent me a pretty detailed explanation on why those two guys were so good. So there you go.
Yeah. And then we signed Boniek Garcia. So AJ, you'll be happy now.
So AJ can keep his
shirt. You know a guy who's on the team again.
Well, yeah, and AJ has his shirt. So
I don't know if I have that shirt anymore, honestly.
All right. Well, Jerome, have a great one, man. We need to get a beer soon, brother.
All right, gentlemen.
All right. Take care. Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle. And you know what? Guys, you're looking for the perfect gift for somebody who has it all? Omaha Steaks has you covered. You can get gifts for everybody with just a click of a mouse. You don't need to go to the store. You don't need to deal with any of that crap. And Omaha Steaks, for only $49.99, you're going to get my family gift pack. You got to go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar. You're going to get 75% off. And guys, it's getting pretty close here if you're trying to get this as a gift. Now, you might want to get it as a gift for yourself. Or maybe you're going to have a holiday party and you want to cook for everybody. How about this? Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Listen to everything that you get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages. There's more. Four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages for free. So I'm not good at math, but I think that adds up to 8 kielbasa sausages. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. omahasteaks.com.
Right now, I'm tired of myself, but let my shame out. Leave everything I am, and I'd be a slave of this world.
All right, guys, going to tell you again about Pajamagram, pajamagram.com. You want to get something for Christmas, it's going to be good for you, it's going to be good for her. Pajamagram's got you covered. You could get the world-famous Hoodie Footy, because it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy's the ultimate solution to that, because it gives the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. She should be cozied up to you in no time with that going on. If you're not into Hoodie Footy, she's not into Hoodie Footy, no big deal. They've got something for everyone at pajamagram.com. If you want to buy a gift for your daughter, they've got something you can get for her. You want matching family pajamas, they've got something for that. You want something sexy, they've got that. You can get the Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today in the sweet and sexy gift set, you'll save $40. Plus, no need to gift wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. And guys, there's no reason not to give it a try. Check it out online. See if it's something, if there's something there for you. I'm almost sure there will be. Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content for some of your favorite radio hosts, including A.J. Hoffman, Charlie Polillo, John Granato, Barry Warner, me, and more. If you're not on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now. SportsMap.com. And follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And a lot of good stuff on there today. So check it out.
We didn't talk about the New York subway bomber yesterday. And, you know, obviously people getting hurt is a bad thing. And several Americans were injured. None killed. But it's kind of a little bit awesome that a guy tried a terrorist act and the person who got the most hurt was him.
Yeah, that's how they all should be.
And they caught him alive. Like, yeah. That makes me happy that, like, I think he blew his junk off.
That's good for him.
Like, that's so great.
I'm a fan.
If that's a true story, if that's really what happened, that his junk got torn off.
Yep.
Oh, man. And he's got to live that way for the rest of his life. That makes me pretty happy.
Yeah, I hope that's true. I really do.
Never mind. It says it ends up being the biggest damage was to his abdomen. So I guess it was fake news what I read about.
So you can stop reading fake news. So you're part of the problem we were just talking about.
Damn.
Here's something.
But he's going to go to prison for life.
Yeah.
So
he's going to get violated.
Yep.
Before we get to the gem of the day, every now and then there'll be a texter that renews my faith in texters. So
prove it.
409 texted and said, I just turned in, so I don't know what was said about Hopkins earlier, but he definitely wasn't crappy. He wasn't elite, but he was at least top 20, if not top 15. So Jerome was coming on, so I was busy going to get some numbers for him. He went and got himself, said 26 in catches, 29th in yards, and 56 in TDs. I stand corrected. That is crappy. So you know what? Actually, it was 28th in catches, 29th in yards. He was tied for 49th in touchdowns. But here's the big number. 178th in catch percentage, targets based on catches, 178th in the league. And the other thing, too, if you watched him last year, he caught some interceptions by not going after
balls. He quit on plays.
He did. And he's been completely different this year.
Yep.
So, there are that many receivers in the league
that
qualify for that?
They all play for the 49ers.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I have to tell you to get a head start on the holidays from Zadok's and ESPN 97.5. All you have to do is log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Zadok's Holiday Head Start, tell us who you are, the number we need to call to tell you you're a winner, and what you'd like to buy at Zadok's Jeweler, and you could be our next $500 gift card winner. Plus, we'll announce a winner each day in the Zadok's Gem of the Day. Today's Holiday Head Start winner is Christopher Morton, I think.
Christopher Morton.
I don't know who's writing these out, but if they could be a little more legible, because it could also be Muir Turnor.
Michelle has horrible penmanship, you're saying?
Christopher is easy to read, but it could be Motor. I'm going to go with Morton, but take a look. You tell me what you would guess. Is Morton a good guess there?
This is Christopher Maytor.
Okay, but we're close, right?
I don't know. That's not good.
Yeah. So
she's got the kind of handwriting that, like, it seems like she's trying to make it pretty and make it flowy, but I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, love you, Michelle, but please make this
words
readable for future reference. But congratulations, Christopher.
Christopher M.
Christopher M, congratulations. I think it's Morton. All right.
We got like contact information for him, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's already been informed that he won, right?
Hey, congratulations, yes, he Christopher. You're the winner. Yeah.
Wild and wacky. Okay, so I have like 5 gems of the day.
Okay. Let's go. Let's pick one.
All right, I'll let you
That's
pick.
The greatest.
I've got an ATM theft in a Galleria hotel right near us with 8 masked men.
Ooh.
So that's kind of cool.
That is interesting.
I have a story that proves women are happier when they're married to ugly men.
That sounds like something we need to hear about.
And I have the Bada Bing closing from The Sopranos.
I feel like that's a little bit old.
Okay.
Let's go with the robbery.
Okay.
No. Let's go with the ugly husband thing.
The ugly husband thing? All right, because we can talk about the robbery anytime, because it is kind of interesting. But apparently, women are happiest when they are coupled up with someone less attractive than they are, according to a new study. Researchers looked at 130 newlyweds in their late 20s to early 30s and found that women are happier if they have someone who's deemed to be less attractive, because they don't feel the need to diet to look good with them. I think you've made this point before. Basically, these were couples living in Dallas. And wives with a partner considered more attractive were more likely to diet and lose weight in order to look good as possible to keep hold of them. Mm. Ones with less attractive husbands didn't feel the need, so were happier overall.
They're not that worried about it.
No. It's like, you know what? I got a donkey here. If I lose him, I lose him. That's 130 couples, most of them, the women.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, if you're the man, you wouldn't care, right? You married a hot girl. You married somebody.
Well, someone more attractive more than attractive. You. Doesn't mean she's hot.
Yeah.
Let's, you know.
Let's so as a man, that. You shouldn't care.
Yeah.
Unless she divorced you.
Yeah. For somebody better looking, which inevitably will happen. These are all 20s and early 30s. I guarantee you when they get to 35, they're going to be like, oh, dude, I got to get a hottie. I'm divorcing this guy unless he's a really good earner. So there's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, guys, you're looking for some poker action tonight?
Action.
Head on over to Lions Poker Palace, and this place could not be more aptly named because it is a palace.
And there's a lion inside.
Well, there's a lion involved, yes.
Yeah. Like yeah. A legitimate, there. And if
no,
you,
the main guy, one of the main guys, is named Lion.
When you're knocked out of the tournament, they feed you to it.
Okay.
Fake news.
That is fake news. But here's what's real news: complimentary valet and self parking in a secure lot. Tournament starting at 6:30 tonight, and that's a $3,000 guarantee. So you can get out there and play, and you can buy in all the way up to 7:45. But $80 plus $20 seat fee and a chance to win $3,000.
That's nice.
It is. And, I mean, these tournaments are very well run. I had a blast when I played last week. And they've got an ATM inside. It's English only at the 10 tables, comfortable seating, too. And they've got an attached outdoor smoking room if you want to go light one up. And I'm telling you, man, this place is fantastic. And it's right down the road from us here, right next to Dave & Buster's. You can't miss it.
Yeah, it really is awesome. You want to eat. They've got the food going on. You want to watch the games tonight while you play poker. They've got TVs all over the place. One of my favorite things that they do there, they have tables that are built for 10 people, but they only sit 9 people at the tables because they don't want you to have to be like rubbing up onto someone, which is like the worst thing that happens in Vegas. So none of that going on at Lions Poker Palace. It's you'll find it at 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mention ESPN, you get the first 2 hours of play for free. Tournaments every night. You can follow them on Facebook to find out about all the tournament schedule and whatever events they've got coming up. It's Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond, Lions Poker Palace.